this horse is at least a foot taller than the cavalrymen who rode upon them. If you look closely at the horse, you'll notice how carefully cropped its mane is and the tuft of hair that comes out from between the ears. The tail also is carefully cropped and braided. The horse, unlike the cavalryman, it's standing in a static position. One doesn't get any sense of movement, but you can still sense, I think, the potential for movement that is suggested by the muscles of the horse and the leanness of the horse, that you can tell that this was a quick, fast-galloping animal. If you look at the head, the nostrils are flared, the mouth is slightly open, the eyes are wide. I think all of these are meant to suggest the fierceness of the animal. The horses in ancient China were, in popular belief and in myth, were equated with dragons. Often very fine horses are referred to as dragon horses. They are mythic horses within the Chinese tradition. And the flared nostrils and the blazing eyes are characteristics of these dragon horses. One should note as well that while there's a saddle, there are no stirrups. Balancing on the horse as it moves quickly would have taken considerable skill and riding ability by the cavalrymen, especially since they were also not only guiding the horse, but using weapons at the same time. The way in which they're rendered head-on, they're looking right back at you, and so there's a kind of directness, a human quality, a lifelike quality that I find very impressive.